Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 9th of June 2017. Radio stations went the extra mile this week to cover the election results as they came in overnight Thursday. 5 Live and Radio 4 had separate programmes this time. LBC were on through the night with Ian Dale and Sheila Fogarty. BBC local radio stations did their own thing overnight as well, and some of the commercial stations had special programmes or extra news. Here's the big moment when the final results became clear.
We can now say that there will be a hung parliament. So there are 18 seats left to declare. The Conservatives are 18 short. So even if the Conservatives were to win every single remaining seat that is yet to declare, they wouldn't have an overall majority. We have a hung parliament.
That's it. This is the moment.
So this is the moment. This is the moment. The Conservatives will not be able to cross the finish line and have an overall majority. We're into hung parliament territory yet again.
Back to you in a minute, Theo Ashwood.
Hung parliament has been confirmed after the Tories failed to take Southampton Test. There is simply now no way for Theresa May's government to form, Tories party to form an overall majority. So we're now looking to deals. Will the Tories be able to form some sort of minority administration with the DUP, the Northern Irish Party?
And have we had any soundings from the DUP? Do we know what...
Not yet. I'll get on to it for you, Nick.
OK, Theo, thank you very much indeed. Let's talk with Elliot Smith.
Radio 2's announced what it's calling its best lineup ever for this year's Festival in a Day at Hyde Park in September. Take That, Blondie, Emily Sandé and James Blunt among the artists performing. Chris Evans did the big reveal and had some of the acts on the phone on his show on Wednesday morning.
I'm Gary and I'm from Cheshire.
Morning, Gary Barlow.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm very well. How are you today?
Yeah, really good. Very excited about this gig.
Act number two, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Kelly Jones. I'm from the Stereophonics in South Wales, currently living in London, Chris.
Yeah! Act number three, what's your name?
Good morning, Chris. This is Shania Twain.
Yeah!
And I hope you're in a chirpy, cheerful mood today.
Yes, we are, Shania, and all the better for hearing from you. Now, the last time we met, you were at my pub.
It's true. You were so fun. You were actually pouring me drinks, which was probably not a good idea.
Meanwhile, the BBC's announced its plans for covering this year's Glastonbury Festival. Radio 3 is going to broadcast from the event for the first time. There'll also be output on Radio 1, One Extra, Radio 2, Six Music and the Asian Network. Former LBC Capital and BBC Radio London presenter Anna Cookson has joined BBC Radio Kent to co-host The Breakfast Show with John Warnett.
Good morning, it's Breakfast on BBC Radio Kent with John and Maggie, but Anna Cookson, who will be the new Maggie on Monday. Well, no, she'll be the first Anna.
I mean,
really.
I think you can't say the new...
No, not the new Maggie.
She's the new Anna.
She's the new Anna, yeah.
Well, I'm sort of the same as the old Anna.
Yeah, she's Anna, in fact. I'm really... Shall I do that again?
Yeah.
Joining us now to review the papers is Anna Cooks... you even got your name wrong here. Cookson
is
taking over from Maggie on Monday's Breakfast Show. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you. Your first day
at BBC Radio Kent officially. And, of course, we're asking people about their first day at work this morning. Any other places you started where you had a bit of a mishap on your first day?
Unusually, my very, very, very first job was at Buckingham Palace.
Was it?
Really? So I was kind of straight in the deep end
there.
What
were you doing there then?
I was a warden in the state rooms. You know, they open them from June to October. So I was showing
people around. Did you ever get to meet the lady of the house?
I used to tell people I did. I said, yeah, I've been to her bedroom. She's got pink carpet, pink slippers.
And I'll tell you what she's reading at the moment, the latest Peter James novel.
People did actually believe me for a while.
Of course they did. Yeah. All those tourists. Yeah.
Yeah. Quite right.
Former Signal Breakfast presenter Louise Stones is joining BBC Radio Stone for a weekend show. Louise left the Wireless Group station in February after 16 years. She's doing Saturday afternoons on BBC Stoke through the summer. And on this week's Radio Today programme podcast, Trevor Dan talks to Francis Curry about his switch from consultancy to a proper job again, heading up the content for Virgin Radio and Wireless Group's other music radio stations.
The things I've really missed and I'm so looking forward to with a new job are, one, being part of a team, two, leading a team, and three, actually being on the hook, owning a project and really being able to live with it and work with it every day and really sort of be 100% engaged in one thing rather than 20 or 30% engaged in 10.
Francis Curry. And don't forget, there's radio industry news every day of the week at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.